This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is Saturday, March 18th, 2023. If you want to reach out and say hi, the number is 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
We're doing pretty good, man. The limo was on time tonight, finally. And it had Jack Daniels in the back. So, all's good.
Nice. We got a stretch Kia with good booze in the back. Now, the limo driver, did it use a USB port to turn over the ignition?
No. 100%
regular, gas. Regular key? Because up here in the... Yep. The DMV, the district, Maryland and Virginia, a lot of Hyundais and Kias are being stolen with just a USB card, and all hell's breaking loose. Anyways, we want to put a special shout-out to our most loyal listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. Also, a special shout-out to Miss Crabtree, our special teacher, who might be listening tonight. She's with family, but she's going to try to listen. Thanks for joining the program. As always, we want to start off the show remembering the members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Detective Sergeant Mason Griffin of the Herman, Missouri Police Department, end of watch, March 12th, 2023. He was shot and killed at a convenience store, and his killer is alive and in custody. So be safe, one and all. Anyways, we're going to start the show off tonight with a possible indictment of the 45th president, Donald J. Trump. It appears that one of Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's known as a fixer, became a state witness, reporting on the payment to one Stormy Daniels, another playmate for, some things Donald may have not done. And supposedly Trump paid Cohen back, possibly with campaign funds or without campaign funds. So Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is putting a grand jury together. Tuesday, Trump has a grand jury hearing in Lower Manhattan, and to determine if there is a crime has been committed. And personally, this is just goes beyond words, because with a former president, a lot of the actions committed, past, present, and possibly future, are just forgiven because they served their time as the U.S. president, and what is done is done. And go off in the sunset. But Donald Trump's not done, and the deep state is very, very worried what's going to happen. So now they're looking to indict Donald Trump for something minor as possibly using campaign funds to pay off a couple girls he stooped. Walt, what's your take on D.A. Alvin Bragg going after the 45th president?
Well, like I said, Trump has been on this guy's butt for a number of years for being racist, and I believe he is. He's a pawn being used still by the former Democratic Party leader. And the issue with Mr. Trump is this Stormy Daniels thing happened a number of years ago. And they're waiting till, you know, the year before an election to bring this up. It's hogwash. It's baloney. You know, you can put your own spin on the words I'm using if you want. It's such a ridiculous act. Why are they so afraid of this man? He was actually fixing the 8 years that Obama screwed up in less than three. And what does the Democrats do? They go ahead and reelect. They elect this character who used to be Obama's, you know, puppy on a leash.
Right.
The indictment coming this week is the hearing is just a ridiculous thing. They're going to see if a crime was committed and the possibility that Mr. Trump committed the crime. Now, Mr. Trump, you know, has his own billions of dollars to pay somebody off, and that's his right to do that if he wants to. They're looking to see if it's campaign funds. Come on. You know, Mr. Trump has his campaign funds in his left front pocket all the time. You know, that's how much money this man has. Would he be stupid enough to use this to pay off? What did she get? 200 grand, 300 grand?
No, like 125,000.
Okay. You know, that's, you know, he leaves that as a tip when he eats out at Peter Luger's or something. It's such a ridiculous thing. And Stormy Daniels, of all people, you know, it's up to Mr. Trump. If he says, listen, you know he didn't do nothing. Here's 150 grand. Shut the heck up. Okay?
Right.
If he wants to do that, that's fine. But now they're trying to twist it into campaign funds. And, you know, right. You know, somebody wrote, posted a little while ago, they had a picture of Obama, Hillary, and Creepy Joe, that they're not getting indicted on Tuesday. Now, you can take that both ways. They should be.
Right.
Or are they saying that, well, it's Trump that's getting indicted, not these three? So, you know, this is like high school ridiculousness going on now with this man and the people that are after him. You know, it's the, you know, the best guy not getting the starting quarterback job. That's what I believe it is. It's the best guy not getting the starting quarterback job because somebody don't like him. The popular girls or the popular guys don't like him. So who knows? It's stupid.
Right.
It really is. It's going to be, you know, win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a black eye on our nation.
Right. But anyways, first of all, with Michael Cohen, he's Trump's attorney, so he's breaking attorney-client privilege. But anyways, we get back, we'll talk more about Trump, also Silicon Valley Bank, and talk about Jimmy Mush. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Raiders coming right back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. We're talking about Donald Trump possibly getting indicted in New York state court. Alvin Bragg, who's the district attorney for New York County, every borough in the city of New York is considered a county. You got New York County, which is Manhattan, Bronx County, which is obviously the Bronx, Queens County, which is obviously Queens, Kings County in Brooklyn, and Richmond County in Staten Island. Anyways, you have lawyer-client privileges going right in the toilet. Also, you have Alvin Bragg, who's one of the worst prosecuting attorneys in the entire country. When we had Andrew Giuliani on the show while he was running for the Republican ticket for governor, he said first thing he's going to do as governor was to fire Alvin Bragg. But you people up in New York decided, well, we're going to go to Lee Zeldin, and then we're going to go with Kathy Hochul, and you got what you got. Anyways, this Alvin Bragg, day one, put out a memo in which directs prosecutors to drop some misdemeanor cases, not seek bail or prison time for most defendants, and to downgrade certain felonies to misdemeanors. He would not prosecute people jumping the turnstile. And I can tell you from experience, people that if you jump the turnstile, more likely than not, you're going to have narcotics, a weapon, a warrant, or a combination of all three. I've made some very good arrests with people hopping the turnstile, but anyways, he doesn't want to do that. So, but he's going to take a crime that occurred over 5 years ago concerning a NDA, non-disclosure agreement, which means, hey, this happened. I'm going to give you money not to talk about it. If you talk about it, you're going to have legal ramifications. So he's throwing the whole idea of a non-disclosure agreement down the toilet. And just third, just it's a, you know, presidents are almost like royalty. You know, they're only here for 8 years. Love them or hate them, once they're done, they're done. Now, Donald Trump is going to run for office again, but still, he is the president. Show him some respect. But since we're going after former presidents and their crimes, here's a laundry list of things we need to look at. We need to look at what happened to one Larry Sinclair, the Chicago Choir Boys, ATF officer Brian Terry, and gun running, and that's just in the Obama administration. Anyways, Google Larry Sinclair, the Chicago Choir Boys, and Brian Terry. Also, there's George W. Bush's drug use. And then for George H.W., what was his role in the Kennedy assassination? Because back in the day, H.W. Bush was in Central Intelligence. He was at Dallas, but you ask where he was when Kennedy got shot, everybody knew where they were when Kennedy got shot. Infants in the hospital knew where they were when Kennedy got shot. He could not recall where he was when Kennedy got shot. And then you have the Biden and Clinton crime family. You have Joe Biden sexually harassing women, young Ms. Tara Reid. You have allegations of Joe Biden's, you know, sex harassing Secret Service agents and Navy stewards when he's swimming naked in either at the Executive Mansion or at his place in Delaware. And then you have the Clintons and their crime spree. Arkansas Troopers, Barry Seal, Vince Foster, Ron Brown, and Mike Borda, and the list goes on and on and on. So we might let's look at these people. If we're going to look at Trump and a non-disclosure agreement that may or may not have used campaign funds. But again, this is just a witch hunt, and Donald Trump said it perfectly. It's like they're after you. I'm just in the way. So now they're coming after me. So anyways, we'll see what happens. Now Donald Trump is he wanted people to protest down at Lower Manhattan while the grand jury hearing goes on. I highly doubt they're going to book him, put him through central booking, put him through the tombs. He'll probably get a desk appearance ticket or what they call ROR, return on their own recognizance. But say if he was found convicted, that's going to be a hell of a security issue between the New York State Department of Corrections and Secret Service. Walt, you have anything to add for this travesty of justice?
No, that's exactly what it is. It's a travesty of justice. The liberals are making a big deal of this, and in the meantime, it's like it's somebody that they're pointing their fingers at, but they need to be pointing to themselves in the mirror.
Exactly, but
it's just wrong. Wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. So,
right. And Manhattan Island's turning into Mogadishu. You have crime just going off the chain. People get locked up. They're getting released before the cops are done doing the paperwork in the precinct. But that's what New York wants. But they're going after this guy for this non-disclosure agreement. Some money may have been used, may not have been used. We don't know the whole story, but we'll find out Tuesday. I mean, every camera in news media will be on Lower Manhattan. But anyways, let's move on to our next scandal, the Silicon Valley Bank. Now, over a month ago, you had a Norfolk Southern train derail in East Palestine, Ohio, carrying hazardous materials. You had hazardous material all over the place, people getting sick. They had to light the stuff on fire. Environmental damage is through the roof. Joe Biden still has not gone to East Palestine, Ohio. He sent Pete Buttigieg, who showed up in his hard hat, his safety glasses, his reflective vest, and his dress shoes. He's walking around this disaster scene wearing these loafers. But anyways, that's the Secretary of Transportation for you. So Joe Biden still hasn't been there. He said, "All right, we'll send FEMA after Donald Trump went there and showed up Biden." But you have the Silicon Valley Bank that failed because one of the reasons they failed because they went broke. But it's a little bit more complicated. Now, according to the Daily Mail, the bank was investing money in low interest treasury bonds or T-bills. And then when interest rates started going up, Silicon Valley Bank was losing money on the T-bills. And customers are saying, "Well, I'm losing money in your bank. I'm withdrawing." So that's one reason you had the panic withdrawal from Silicon Valley Bank. And then you dig a little bit deeper. Silicon Valley Bank received an A rating for environmental and social governance policy, which means they're going to invest money in liberal bullcrap causes. This bank pledged $5 billion for sustainability effort by 2027. And then the European branch had Silicon Valley Bank had a month-long pride celebration. And this bank also funded many startup companies that were supposed to help the environment. But like all solar subsidies, it's just a big sham. And I bet the bank lost their shirts on all these startups. And then to push diversity, equality, and inclusion, Black Lives Matter received $79 million from this bank. $79 million to Black Lives Matter. Meanwhile, this bank did not have a risk management officer for 8 months in 2022. But this bank kept pushing for diversity, equity, inclusion, which means no white people need apply, no white people need to get promoted, no white people need to have any more responsibility other than just be a teller in the bank. But anyways, let this be a lesson to those who invest in bank and do any business with any business. Companies like Washington Mutual, Disney, Netflix, Facebook, Victoria's Secret all lost money because of their woke policies. Washington Mutual actually had to close its doors because they had such overtly anti-white commercials, people were pulling their money. So, but Joe Biden was there, the next day, 9 o'clock, bright and early, telling everybody they're not going to lose a single nickel. Meanwhile, you got people in East Palestine still suffering, and Joe Biden just can't be, just couldn't give a crap, fly down to East Palestine. Well, what say you about this horrendous bank and how the government's going to help these this leftist pink bank and they do nothing for East Palestine?
Well, you know, I just need to say that Mr. Biden just doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. It's a shame that his body double doesn't talk more than he does. They got to get it straight on what happened to the bank. And like you said, he's going to hold those at fault accountable. I don't know what you're going to hold them accountable for. I mean, it was a banking transaction. But again, you know, we're not going to lose a nickel. He's full of crap. There's people out there suffering that need that nickel.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Barmish. Former President Donald Trump is anticipating an indictment in the coming days.
Trump, who's under investigation for his alleged role in a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, who claims she had an affair with him, says he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. His lawyer says the former president would surrender if he's indicted on criminal charges by a Manhattan grand jury. Trump on his Truth Social platform called for protests, saying, "Take our nation back." He has insisted that he did not commit any crime. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Almost 200 banks risk the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank.
That's according to a recent study from the Social Science Research Network. The study found that 186 banks across the country could collapse if half of their depositors make a bank run. It also said that even insured depositors at those at-risk banks could face issues getting their money if the same type of quick withdrawals happen.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Wyoming is set to become the first state to ban abortion bills. The bill, signed yesterday by Republican Governor Mark Gordon, outlaws the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion on any person. The measure, which takes effect on July 1st, makes exceptions for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. Russian President Vladimir Putin is marking the 9th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea. He traveled to the Black Sea Peninsula today and visited a children's center and art school. The visit comes a day after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin, accusing him of war crimes. The court accused Putin of illegally deporting children from Ukraine. Putin has yet to comment on the arrest warrant. Team USA is continuing its World Baseball Classic title defense. The Americans taking on Venezuela in the tournament quarterfinals. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Networks. Excuse me. Anyways, talking about the Silicon Valley Bank, this one Yahoo on TV, who's like Chris Plant calls the Jerry Springer of investment. Jim Cramer, he suggested Silicon Valley Bank as a good investment. I'm not kidding. Jim Cramer suggested go buy Silicon Valley Bank. But anyways, if Jim Cramer had a nickname, it'd be Jimmy Mush. I took the name from the movie Bronx Tale with Eddie Mush, which is based on a real character played by the real Eddie Mush, who was a constant loser. And I did some research on Jimmy Mush. And he is just an absolute Jonah or a schleprock. Back in the 80s and 90s, Cramer had his own hedge fund company, which failed. And then in 2008, Jim Cramer was yelling on the air not to sell Bear Stearns. About 3 days later, Federal Reserve provided funding to Bear Stearns to keep it open. And then eventually Bear Stearns failed and sold out to Chase Bank, making the stock going from like $10 to $12 to $2 a share. Cramer told viewers to dump Netflix, which increased in value by 174% in 6 months. He also said to sell Best Buy, which went up 125% 6 months later. He said to buy Kohl's and this other company, Qorvo, and they dropped an average 39%. He had a lady on the show who is in jail because she said she came up with a patent for a machine to help clean blood, and he called her the next Steve Jobs. So Cramer told people to buy Facebook, and if they did, they'd lose money, and so the hits keep on coming. And here's the thing. Jim Cramer, he went to Harvard. He's a Harvard graduate, but he graduated from Harvard Law School. It's like me. I graduated and went into medicine. I'd be locked up and sued a number of times. But just amazing that this guy keeps going on the air, keeps saying buy this, sell this, and he's absolutely wrong as the day is long. I don't know. I have no idea why CNBC would keep having this guy on, because he just makes them look like idiots. Well, what say you about Jimmy Mush?
Well, you know, this is a story that that you just reported on that nobody could do any better with this guy. So I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave our listeners to understand how you put it together and how you reported it. As far as I'm concerned, I there's people I don't have time for, and I like the way you put this together. So I'm not even going to touch what you just did. You're good.
Right. Right. Just check out the website. I got clips. I got links. I just briefly went over what this guy has done, and I'm surprised nobody went to CNBC studios to pay him a visit, or he hasn't been sued and had to make a public apology. But anyways, moving right along. Well, tell the listeners what a shoe fly is in the old job.
Shoe fly is what we called a captain. It could be a captain from another precinct. It could be somebody from the chief of operations office, or chief of department's office, I guess you call it these days. And he's assigned to drive around in an unmarked police car. Because back in the day, they were the Furies and the LeBarons and stuff. And you know, if you saw a black four door LeBaron, you knew it was a police car. Anyway, what he does is he drives around. He spies on sector cars or mostly foot posts to make sure the foot post is standing in the corner, you know, that he's assigned to. And you know, rain, sleet, snow, doesn't matter. He expects the foot post to be out there. And this is the department's only defense on making sure that there's a foot post out there, because most sergeants back in the day didn't really give a damn if you were on post or not, just as long as they could find you and sign your book, which is called a scratch. So shoe fly is just somebody who you have to be leery of as a foot officer. And then he'll report you if you're not there. He couldn't find you. And he'll call you on the air like he's, you know, your buddy to see where you are. And you better have something in your book when he finds you if you aren't on post, like you were taking a meal or something. So that's my definition of a shoe fly.
Right. And I couldn't have said it any better. Anyways, when I was in processing of getting unprocessed of the New York's finest, and I knew there's a shoe fly in the area, I would just stay with the radio, shark in the water. So that knew everybody to tighten up. But anyways, these inspectors from headquarters have become terminators. They have a whole new list of things to bust the cops' chops. Like, New York's finest does not have it enough. I mean, cops are leaving. 3,000 cops are leaving a year, either retiring or just resigning, saying, I'm out. Morale's at zero. Crime is out of control. They lock people up. They literally get out of custody before the paperwork is done in the precinct. But anyways, the police commissioner, Kenchit Sewell, has the standards and assessment section cracked down on beard length, dark window tints on privately owned vehicles that the officers drive to and from work, making sure the hair is combed, making sure the memo books are accurate, body cameras are on the right piece of clothing, and then officers on certain posts show up on time, don't leave early. And the hits keep on coming. If cops are drinking coffee on the job or their shoes and socks are not within department guidelines, they're going to get reprimanded. Or, well, you like this, if trash in the station house is not emptied, then cops are facing discipline. You and I both work weekends, overnights, and there's no custodian to come in and take care of the trash. And it's not like we all are able to go out to eat or go home for lunch. So guess what? We get those styrofoam boxes of that greasy Chinese food or greasy Puerto Rican food or greasy spoon down the street is open at 0:30 in the morning. But like I said before, this crackdown is coming down when the time there's major staff shortage. Cops can't pay their bills. Cops are forced to work mandatory overtime, and the city is turning into a war zone. And the politicians, media, and race pimps are just waiting to crucify these cops when they don't say yes, sir, when they're fighting some guy in the middle of the street who don't want to go to jail. And the citizens of the city of New York are not safe. And now for the beards, I totally do not like the beards. I know beards are in. That's why I don't have one. There's a certain reason why I don't have a beard, but I'll save that way off of radio. But anyways, these guys, guys for the most part, they grow these beards. They look like absolute crap. They look like slobs. I mean, unfortunately, most of these cops are overweight. So you got a fat cop in a sloppy uniform with trying to look like a member of ZZ Top. So, you know, it's the department's fault that they allow men to grow beards. I'm sure women, they're allowed to grow beards, and I'm surprised there's no bearded members of the service. But anyways, that's, you know, there's a million things the NYPD needs to worry about. And number one is making sure that these officers get home at the end of the shift and nobody eats their gun. Well, you got any anything else to say about the mess over at Police Plaza?
Yeah. what I'm looking at is the police department needs to get back down to basics on exactly why they are in existence. And their existence is to be there in case something happens. And when something does happen, you would like someone to come to your assistance that looks like, at least looks like they can help. You know, I'm with you. You know, the beard thing, you know, just needs to go. The mustache thing, if it could be worn, you know, thick and heavy, as long as it's neat, I guess, a decent, you know, haircut. You know, so something that's going to show professionalism when you show up at somebody's door that's asking for help.
Exactly. But anyways, we'll talk a little bit further about what a cop should look like. And also, Fairfax County schools are in the news again. Stay tuned, everybody.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the fastest hour in radio. Can't believe we're at the last segment already. But anyways, our final story comes from my front yard, Fairfax County, Virginia. Now, I don't make a... generate enough income to live within Fairfax County, Virginia. I live outside of Fairfax County, Virginia. And I don't think Fairfax County, Virginia would want me as a resident. But anyways, I found this on the New York Post website, which took it from the Fairfax Times. I did not hear it on local radio, WMAL or WTOP. I did not see it on TV. Did not read it in the Washington Post or anything else. Anyways, the Virginia Attorney General's office has told a middle school in Fairfax County, Virginia, to stop enrolling students in a college prep course solely based on race or economic status, or the first in the family to possibly attend college, or English as a second language speaker. Now, if the school does not open programs to all students, i.e. white and Asian, Virginia Attorney General Jason Mieres will file a lawsuit against the Fairfax County School Board. Thank God. Folks, I'm a Virginia resident. I live outside of Washington, D.C. Don't hate me for that. I'm an outsider looking in. But this is the reason why people in Fairfax County, in Prince William County, in Arlington County, in Loudoun County voted for Glenn Youngkin as governor, Winston Sears as lieutenant governor, and Jason Mieres as attorney general, because they are sick and tired of the schools going woke. Now, if it happens in another school, that's fine. Oh, that's fine. You know, some inner city school in Southeast Washington, D.C., yeah, whatever. Kids can't read. They can't do math. And they're graduating college. Oh, they have critical race theory. Oh, that's good. But when it comes to their children trying to get into college prep courses to get into Thomas Jefferson High School, which is one of the premier public high schools in the entire country, or other awards to help their kids to get into a decent college, then it's on like Donkey Kong. But like once again, I am just so sick of these public schools treating parents like garbage. These childless communist lesbians are running the school boards. And in Fairfax and Loudoun County, the school boards are always being mocked in conservative media, especially Fox News. I mean, Fox News spent hours looking at Fairfax County and Loudoun County schools, because it's a joke. Loudoun County, which is further away from next to Fairfax County, in you had a father who was hopping mad at a school board meeting because his daughter was sexually assaulted by a transgender male. And instead of putting that kid in cuffs, they just transferred to another school. Now, you and I both know what I would do, and we all know what you would do if you were in that father's shoes. But he was disorderly, and the school board or the sheriff's deputies allowed Loudoun County to arrest this gentleman. But you know, that's what we get. But that's why it's so important to go out and vote. And then Terry McAuliffe, he's running for governor, he shot himself in the foot, said, well, parents don't have a right to say what the school board wants to do. And Glenn Youngkin is now the Commonwealth of Virginia's governor. But as I read the story, I think about the time we had Cal Thomas on the show, who said to get my kids out of public schools. And I said, well, Cal, it's too expensive. I don't have the money. I'm working three jobs, and my wife said this. I said, stop making excuses. Get your kids out of public schools. And those words just hit me like a ton of bricks. And so far, I've been trying like hell to find a school I can maybe afford. But here's the thing. If you find a school you can't afford, they have a waiting list. All these private schools, parochial schools, Catholic schools, non-Catholic Christian schools, they are filled because they're sick of it. And the public school, I found out the public school system in Fairfax County has been losing schools. Correction, population. If you lose population, you lose funding from the state and federal government. And they don't care. But anyways, folks, if you can homeschool your kids. If you can put them in private schools, put them in private schools. But get them the hell away from public schools. Walt, what say you about this mess in my neck of the woods?
Yeah, it's hard for me to see what is going to be in 5 years from now or 10 years from now. It's hard for everybody to see, of course. But the school system has been in a vortex of going down the toilet for the last 25, 30 years since I've been re-involved in it, you know, having kids and stuff like that. And it's not getting any better. And, you know, locally to me, is they're promoting the teachers and the vice principals to be vice principals and teachers and principals. And these people are the ones that were giving parents the most trouble when my kid was in school, you know, 7, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I just don't know how they do that. We just hired, the county I live in just hired a new director of the school system. Finally, somebody from away from here, okay? And, you know, didn't grow up with these good old boys here. And the dude is black. He's African-American. And there was a picture that one of the older ladies of the county was sitting there while he was giving the speech. And you could see she just didn't look happy. So I think hiring from outside of the system that you're in or the community that you're teaching in is the best way to go. Because you got to get away from the good old boy thing. And it's not just in the South, the good old boy thing. It's called rabbis up in your area and in the North. It's who you know, who you grew up with, and what they could do for you. All right. And then when it's your turn in 20 years, it's the same thing. So, the school system is been based on, they got a tough job, which I really don't think they do, you know, inner city schools. Yeah. But for the most part, I don't think teaching is such, it's not the world's most deadliest occupation. And there are issues with the school shootings and stuff, you know, recently, over the past, you know, 25 years or so. But they're not listening and people are getting fed up. And just because they're the public servant, they forget that. And when you remind them of that, they contact another public servant to have you removed from a public place because they don't want to listen to you. So it's a mess. You got to get away from friends and family being in the same system, period.
Right. And I wish to God there's a way to I could afford to send my kids to private school. And I'm almost at the point I'm thinking about getting the same line of work as Adam Diaz did back in the 80s, just to send my kids to private school. But anyways, about the guy that they hired for administrator for your school system. Now, did they hire him because he's black, or did they hire him because he's qualified? Because unfortunately, with this equity,
the vote was close, okay, but I believe he was hired because of his qualifications.
Right. Let's hope so, because
from the looks of the people that didn't vote for him, it's not that they didn't want him, I guess, but I don't know how you could put it. In a nice way, for the folks on the board that weren't, you know, on this guy's bandwagon, they seemed a little bit irritated that he was elected against one or two other people that were from this community.
Right.
You follow where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is where the politics comes in. And this is where people will try to make his job difficult, you know, when he takes the office next year. So, actually next month. I wish him well, you know, I give, you know, anybody a chance, you know, at a new job, you know, it's up to them to succeed. But the only way they can succeed is if they have the proper, assistance and are allowed to use the tools that the office comes with. And we all know that underlings will do what they can if they don't like you to dull your tools and not let you use them. And that's pretty much what Mr. Trump's presidency was for 4 years.
Right.
So, you know, I wish this guy well. He's not from the neighborhood. But his credentials are, from what I see, you know, are prominent, and you know, time will tell. But you know, you got to give the guy a chance to do his job, you know, the way he needs to do his job, not the way the board wants him to do his job. That's why you elect one person in charge to make the final decision. You know,
right.
I've been in this area for 25 years. And this is the sixth person for the director of schools. the 6th.
Right. Because, so, well, another thing you have to worry about is, the school superintendents, it's almost like college basketball coaches. They bounce from one district to another to get to a bigger district. I remember going to school, the basketball coach for my college, I forgot his name right now, Fran something or other, he did a great job for my school, and then sure enough, 2 years later, he's coaching St. John's University. And anyways, that's the end of that, but we made it to another show for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.